is the Jade and Andy Show.
That's right. It is the Jade and Andy Show. Another episode, another week down, and it has been a hell of a week, as Jade says.
Oh, my God, Andy. It's been such a week. It has been a week. I know it's been a week for a lot of people.
Yeah.
With this ice storm situation.
Yeah, it's been bad for some people.
Well, I know that as of, like, early this morning, so Friday, February 24th, it was like 500,000 people without power.
Yeah.
Because yesterday it was so windy after we had that lovely ice storm on Wednesday.
Yeah.
More people lost power yesterday. And I've been out since 8 p.m. Wednesday night, the day of the ice storm. And I know this morning I think they're working.
Yeah, I didn't have to deal with a power outage, thank God. But, like, the only thing the ice storm did to me was the morning I woke up, I went to go get into my car, and it was literally covered in ice. And the stupid thing is, like, I'm such an idiot. Like, I am such an idiot because I have a covered spot.
You don't park in it, do you?
No, like, I thought about it for a second and just was like, it won't be that bad. But then my car is covered in ice to the point where I, like, had to chisel my way into my vehicle, and I thought for a minute, like, if I couldn't get into it, I'm like, is that a viable reason to call off work? Like, I'm like, what do I say? I can't get into my car.
Right.
Because I'm a freaking idiot. So I ended up chiseling away at it and got in there and then had to, like, melt it from the inside.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah,
I don't know. That was my whole dealings with it. But luckily, like I said, I wasn't one of the people that had to deal with a power outage, because that sucks.
Well, so I, they closed the office.
Are you warm? Are you able to stay warm and stuff?
Oh, it is a balmy 49 degrees in my house right now. That was this morning.
Got blankets and stuff? I have a ton of space heaters. I know. I don't know if this is stuff for the show, but I got a ton of space heaters.
Well, how do you run a space heater?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Because I thought the same thing.
What do you need? What do you do?
I don't know. A bunch of people in my neighborhood are running generators, which I don't have. I'm going to have to get one after this.
Yeah, there's usually, like, one event in, like, somebody's life that, like, causes them to get a generator. Yeah. I don't know what that was for my dad.
Yeah.
But my dad has always had a generator ever since whatever that was. I think it was the Blizzard of 78.
Could have been.
I think the Blizzard of 78 traumatized him.
Yeah, yeah. My family, my parents always, I grew up in the middle of nowhere, though. So, like, no matter what, if my parents lose power, like, they're always out for, you know, 5, 6, sometimes a full week, 7 days. So they've got the full generator. But my mom, she's so funny. Yesterday, you know, we were texting each other. There were trees down yesterday morning. I'm driving to work. And she was like, I'm so mad there's no internet. And I'm just like, it makes me laugh because it's like, I'm like, Mom, what are you, 17 years old? Like, what are you on TikTok? What are you doing on the internet? Like, what are you playing Candy Crush? Like, come on, like, relax. It'll be fine.
Miss Carl, we got little mittens on Miss Carl.
Oh my God. She's so confused. Yeah. And the floor is so cold.
She's
I've got so many blankets and I've just been sleeping in, like, sweatshirts with the hood up, and she's confused. Right. And I had a very, Andy, you got to understand, take out the ice storm. It's been a very traumatizing week for her outside of that, because on Tuesday, the day before the ice death, I had windows installed at my house, like new windows.
Oh, that's a lot for Miss Carl.
That is a lot for anybody, but also for Miss Carl, who's a psycho, and she ended up peeing on the floor. It was fine. It wasn't her fault. I had to move the litter box. She couldn't find it. She was confused.
Yeah.
She looked right at me.
She was like, I guess I'll go here.
But she was scared. She was like, I'm sorry. I could see it. She was apologizing in her eyes. So that was on Tuesday. And then we lose power on Wednesday, and it's just, like, progressively getting colder in my house. And so her little tootsies, because the floor is so cold, and she's confused. And I got this, like, flashlight that I'm, you know, this big high power flashlight that I'm walking around the house, and it's, like, flashing in her eyes. And she's like, bah! You know, like, bah! What is the, like?
It's been a hellish week for Miss Carl.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So each night I'm like, I got to, like, call for her. I'm like, you know, doing the tap thing, like, come on, psst, psst, come on, kitty. Like, get up here. Get. So I can snuggle you and we can keep each other warm.
Yeah. Billie Jean Green's good for that. Good for snuggling.
Yeah, Miss Carl's good for snuggling too, but she is confused. She doesn't know
Why? She's like, the world has ended, obviously, and we are in dire straits here.
We are in.
This is a bad scene. You've got strange people working on the windows.
Yep.
That is giving her heart attacks.
Yeah.
And then it's cold, and then she probably barely recognizes you and all of your winter gear.
Oh, yeah. No, she has no idea what's going on. And so, yeah, that's kind of been the situation. And, you know, just want to remind people, if you see a down power line, stay away. Don't touch it.
What's funny is, like, throughout all this stuff that Jade's going through, she's still rocking. Still got to rock.
I got to rock, you know? I can't not rock. Well, because the other thing is, too, like, last night I went out after work, went and got dinner, and then met up some other friends, because what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to go home and sit in the dark?
Yeah, sit in the dark.
And my house is a dead zone.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't even, like, if I can't even use my phone to, like, watch Netflix on my phone, because the signal is so bad without the Wi-Fi in my house.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so it's like, well, I'm just gonna go out.
Just stay out.
This morning, though... I had to take a shower here at work.
Oh yeah, I forgot we have those here. I always forget we have those here.
Yeah, I mean it's you know what? I'm so thankful that
That is a cool thing.
I'm so thankful that we work at a place that has a locker room and showers, and very thankful.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since anyone's been up there.
Yeah.
No one uses the shower, right?
Yeah, so how is it? I always wonder that. Is it like there's spiders?
No, there is a litany of toiletries in the women's locker room shower. Yeah. Like, there is products, like names of products that I'm like, that has been out of business for 12 years.
Yeah, for 25 years.
Like, that is old. Yeah. Like, how long? And then there's a loofah. Like, someone left a loofah.
Who does that?
There was, like, a rag that was, like, bone dry that had been hanging, so it was, like, in the shape
shower
of
shower stuff grosses you out, too.
Yes, yeah,
like,
it does.
Any sort of hair.
Yeah.
You gotta understand, like, one of the things that bothers Jade the most is, like, a real dirty shower.
Ugh.
Like, she hates any sort of loose hairs near
God.
A drain.
Yeah.
Like, even just talking about it's making her cringe.
Yes, it is. Well, and so, this morning, so I got my flashlight and I'm like packing a bag to come up to work to take a shower, and I have water shoes for my travels, and so I'm like, well, I'm like tearing through all of my stuff. I'm like, where the hell are the water shoes? Because I'm not taking a shower in there unless something is on my feet.
Yeah, you gotta.
Because I'm not standing in that shower with nothing on my feet.
Yeah,
not happening. But then, so I take the shower, and now I'm in these, you know, these. Shoes that are for going into like the beach and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, like now I'm like, all of me is dry except for my feet that are in these soaking wet water shoes.
Do?
And I'm like, I need to get dressed, but I don't. The whole reason that I'm wearing the shoes is because I don't want to put my feet on the floor.
Yeah.
It was a scene up there. It was just a lot of me. The past 2 days, it's just been a lot of me going, son of a bitch. Like, oh, son of a bitch. Like, I didn't think about that. And I didn't think about this.
A lot of son of a bitchin'.
Yeah. And then the last thing that happened this morning, because my fridge is effed.
That part of it really sucks, right? Like, I was scared because I had just bought, like, $100 worth of food.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, if my power goes out, then I'll lose all that food. But that part of it really sucks.
Well, so I only had, like, you know, a dozen eggs in there in my fridge. And, like,
that's $1,000.
That's $1,000. So a dozen eggs. I had some orange juice, some, like, breakfast sausage.
You like a breakfast. You're a breakfast person.
Oh, I love Well, let me tell you, let me finish this, and then I'll wrap up this whole bitch fest of the week with what happened to me this morning with my breakfast. I had ordered on Sunday, I had DoorDashed a Euro sandwich, which I love, and chili cheese fries from the Coney Island. And I didn't eat all the chili cheese fries, and now that I have an air fryer, leftover fries is actually pretty great, right? You put them in the air fryer, they're like brand new. I kind of forgot about them. And so after this ice storm, the cheese fries were still in my fridge, but now the fridge has been off for like 18 hours. And I opened the fridge and it was gross. I was like, oh, that smells. That is
doesn't
old
take long.
Chili cheese fries that are warm and in this box of hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just been a week. So then this morning, so I have no food. So I get to work, take a shower, and I'm starving. And I'm like, I have so much to do today. There's so much going on. I'm going to DoorDash an omelet and some hash browns.
Hell yeah.
And I love an omelet with sausage, cheese, onion, mushroom. That's my go-to.
Oh, that's your ingredients?
That's my go-to.
That's a good lineup.
Oh, my God. It's such a great lineup. Except for that this omelet arrived, no cheese.
Well, that's the star of the show.
That is the star of the show.
You're talking to a, we discussed it on our podcast. You're talking to a lady who applied for a cheesy job.
Cheesy dream job.
It's a cheesy dream job. Check out one of our earlier podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or WRIF.com.
But yeah, no cheese in my omelet.
That's unforgivable is what that is.
I was not happy.
Yeah, did you say something? Because see, what happens with me when something gets screwed up with food is I just am like, it's like I'm gambling and I just lost and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not the one that's going to call them because I just assume right away I'm going to get spit in my food.
Yeah.
So I even something as neglectful and almost like borderline hateful.
To forget the cheese?
To forget cheese.
I mean,
on
who
somebody.
Gets an omelet with no cheese unless you need the don't cheese. Have eat dairy?
Yeah, you need the cheese.
Every omelet comes with cheese. Like all of the standard omelets. It's like, do you want green peppers and cheese? Do you want ham and cheese?
I feel like forgetting someone's cheese on an omelet is like basically being like, I hate you.
I know. I don't know why they hate me so much. The other thing that was annoying, and DoorDash does this a lot, because DoorDash, like, the menu isn't, like, identical to the actual menu of
the
restaurant.
Did the DoorDash person steal the cheese, do you think?
No. I think that would be nearly impossible to pick the cheese out of an omelet. That would be so gross.
I know. Did you ever think about that?
I am now, and I don't like it. Somebody just digging through
and getting all the cheese off.
No. But usually if you go to a breakfast, like a diner or whatever, you order breakfast, it always comes with, like, hash browns and toast.
Yeah.
Right? But on DoorDash, it was like, just make your own omelet. Do you want a side of hash browns for extra? And I was like, well, yeah. And it didn't say it came with it. So I ordered a side of hash browns. And of course, when the order arrived, it was an omelet and hash browns. And now I've got a whole box of extra hash browns.
Yeah.
That I can't even have as leftovers because I have no power at my house to reheat them.
That's so sad. That is the saddest breakfast tale I've ever heard.
You know?
That is really, really sad.
It's just really the icing on the cake on a hellish week.
Yeah, my week has been pretty brutal, too. It's been a brutal week. I mean, I had to dig my car out of the ice.
Yeah.
I have been just like starving because I'm back on my diet.
Yeah.
And I'm running again, which is good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah, good.
I was real scared because I went to run on Monday and Tuesday and was like really struggling to run 1 mile, which was like scary. I'm like, did I lose all my ability?
Right.
I'm like, my legs are on fire right now and I'm just running 1 mile at 5 miles an hour.
Right.
And I'm like, this sucks. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a day and then I'm going to go back and I'm going to really try to do 2 miles. So I did yesterday. I did 2 miles. So good. I'm like, sweet, I can do 2 miles. I'm like, if I can do 2 miles, I'm almost to 3 miles.
Yeah.
And then that means like my muscle memory's coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and it hasn't been that long. It's
yeah,
not like
you
took
no,
a whole
no,
year
no.
Off.
I took like 6 weeks off, and it was like I must have gained. I mean, I did challenge myself to because the way my fatness works is I will be like, oh, I had a fat day, and I didn't even get to try Oreos yet. So then I also have to go get some Oreos, and so I go and get Oreo Mega Stuffs.
Right.
And then I get those. And then I'm like, well, now that I've eaten those, this day is completely screwed. So I also haven't had donuts in a while.
Right.
So I'll have like a day that like The Rock has in calories, except I don't have the same muscle buildup as The Rock,
right.
As you might know.
Right.
I don't have
Dwayne
the same
muscle. The Rock
muscle.
Johnson. Yeah, can yeah, you smell yeah, what The Rock's yeah, cooking? Yeah.
I don't have the same muscle mass as The Rock.
Right.
So when I eat 5,000 calories, it turns into jiggly, disgusting fat. And that is what happened. But I did that for like 6 weeks because I was like, I had dieted for so long. I was like, okay, I'm going to go off for a minute. And then I went off like way too long.
The
I gained 40 pounds. Yeah, and it was crazy. So I'm trying to re-lose that weight, which is troublesome. But like I said, that was such a spiritual boost to be able to run 2 miles again yesterday because good. I was like, I didn't lose it. I didn't lose my powers. I was like, sweet, I'm just a little fatter. It's a little harder.
Right.
But I'm going to be able to do it again. So I'm gearing up to do that. But the self-control and discipline, it's like scares me because I had to be like, even last night, my brain's like, hey, what you doing? And I'm like, oh, brain, damn you. I'm not doing anything. You know it. I'm trying not to think about food is what I'm trying to do right now, brain. And it's like, well, you know, right down the road, there's a gas station where you can get donuts all the time. I bet they're bringing them in fresh right now. And I'm like, I don't want them. No. And I didn't.
Good.
I didn't. I woke up early this morning. I ate a healthy breakfast.
Good.
And so my weight loss stuff is
back on track.
So I'm getting there again. So it's good. I'm going to be able to fit into my new old clothes again.
Yeah. Yes. Good.
I was reading the story about Google and they're telling employees to share desks to cut costs.
I just kept thinking of
the fact that if there's one person Jade couldn't share a desk with, it's me.
No,
she would really be upset. I think you'd be upset quite a bit.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. First of all, how is that saving costs?
Yeah, isn't that a weird thing? You think Google makes enough money, right?
Well, what do you mean you're saving costs on what, like wood?
Share desks. Yeah, they want to share desks, and they say that it's saving them some money.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Like, well, and then the other thing is, how often are you buying new desks? Because I would think Google, you've been around. How long has Google been around?
You should have enough desks.
You
should have enough desks.
Like my desk has.
Unless they're selling the desks. It doesn't say that in this article.
I can tell you right now that the desk that I have here at work, I am like the fifth user of that desk. There has been five desk users before me using that specific desk. It's not like we're going out every time someone new gets hired and buying a new desk.
And it works like this. So it's like the days off. So this is how it would work for me and you. Like on the days you're not here, I'm using your desk.
Oh, okay.
So you would find crumbs.
Yeah, Andy, I would find a lot of stuff. There would be like beverage rings, just all my stuff. Yeah,
You would hate that. My hair, which you would hate. Yeah, that would
really, like that.
Yeah, that would really bother you.
Yeah.
But yeah, Google has a market cap of $1.8 trillion, and they've decided that everybody needs to share desks. So none of us should have any hope if Google is wanting to save money.
It's just so silly. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, they must be selling. I bet you that I think I figured it out, Andy.
What'd you figure out?
I bet you that Google has sold off all of their office desks on Facebook Marketplace.
Those office desks, they probably made $1.8 trillion off of them, honestly, if they were nice desks, because, like, desks are expensive for some reason.
They are expensive, but they probably sold them on Facebook Marketplace, which is where people go to sell all of their crappy junk.
Do you get on there sometimes?
No, but I have a funny story about it.
Yeah?
I want to get a new kitchen table, and I was telling my dad that I wanted to get a new kitchen table. And he was like, well, you know, you could look on Facebook Marketplace and, you know, sometimes people are selling some really nice things. And I was like, yeah. I mean, it's a kitchen table. Like, I kind of want to get like a
it's
new.
It's going to come with bugs.
It's going to come with food stains and, you know, like, I guess, I don't know. And he sent me a couple of links and I love my dad. I love him so much. But he sent me a link to a table that is identical to the table that I have. Do you remember, like, everyone had this when we were kids? The round wooden table that's got, like, the legs that look like little feet that stick out. Like, that's the table.
They look like almost like paws.
Like paws, yes.
Yeah.
That's the table that I had growing up. That's the table that I currently have. I have another one of those tables in my basement. And my dad was like, look at this table I found on Marketplace for $42. And I was like, I didn't have the heart to be like, Dad, that's, I'm not...
Table.
No, like that's not really what I'm looking for. I actually have two of those tables currently that are both stained because they're both hand-me-down tables from elsewhere. So,
I have a table and the selling point on my table in my kitchen was that in the center, it's got like a thing that spins around.
Oh, like a lazy Susan.
Yeah, like a lazy Susan. Is that what they're called?
Yep.
Lazy Susan in the middle of it. And I was like, look at that technology. That is great table technology. I'm like, this is the perfect table. But crappy thing about my table is that, like, it's not real wood or anything, so it's
right.
Like you get a droplet of water on it, and then everything splits and it looks terrible now. But the middle of it still works good.
Oh, good. So you can, like, if you want to pass.
And I don't even know why that mattered to me. It's not like I, like, constantly have dinner guests.
Right.
I'm like, what am I having, dinner parties all the time? Like,
pass the Grey Poupon, please.
I literally thought that in my mind when I bought that table. I was like, that's perfect for when you're going to need to spin foods around.
Yeah.
But then the whole time I've been there, I've never once had to spin any foods around. It's not like I have dinner parties.
I'll come to a dinner party if you have one.
If I had a dinner party, you promise?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll have one then.
That's the thing, though. I think that Google sold those desks on Facebook Marketplace, made a grip of cash, and because everybody was working from home, so they were like, we don't need desks. So then they got rid of all the desks. Now they're like, nah, you have to come back to the office, and you have to share a desk. So work half the time at home, and then share a desk with this crumb-spilling, ring-leaving jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
I hate it. I'm not sharing a desk.
I think you solved it. But yeah, I knew that you wouldn't want to share a desk with me, for sure.
I mean, no, I don't. I'm going to be straight honest with you, Andy. Like, I don't want to share a desk with you.
Yeah, that would be bad.
But to be completely transparent, I don't want to share a desk with anyone.
Yeah.
Get your
that
own
makes me feel
damn
better.
Desk. Yeah. I'm not sharing any of it.
Now, I don't know what you would do with an extra $180,000 lying around, Jade, but
some things. I got some ideas, some plans.
Yeah, I bet you can figure out something to do other than this. You can you can apply to ride a space attached to a balloon with helium, this helium balloon. You can spend $180,000 and you can ride to the edge of space in it.
People are paying to almost die.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. What if it breaks off and float away? What if you flow right into the atmosphere?
I don't love that, but didn't some daredevil do that?
Yeah, that guy that went
didn't
for
he,
the
like,
Red
jump
Bull.
From it? Yeah.
Yeah, the Red Bull guy. This one you're not, Jay. You just float up and it's $180,000. You look out at space for a little bit and then you float back down, they say.
Do you have somebody with you? You got to go solo? You go by yourself? Is
it's
it like
a two
hot
seater,
air balloon?
It's a two-seater hot air balloon thing.
I'm not. But I don't know. Would you do that?
If I had like unlimited money, I probably would do that one.
You think? It feels so dangerous.
That one to me, like, you better float down. I mean, like, they better prove to me you can float back down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How am I?
I don't
want to
get
down?
Like.
Do you know how gravity works?
I do know how. Oh, I don't want to fall either. You're right. No, I'm not gonna ever do that.
Because I mean, if you're going to the edge of
space.
Glory. Yeah. Is that an Aerosmith lyric?
Isn't it? It is. You're right. The edge of glory. The edge of glory.
No, it's not an Aerosmith song. That's Living on the Edge.
Oh,
edge
yeah,
of Glory
yeah.
is like a Kelly Clarkson song. Anyways, if you go to the edge of space, you know, you've seen the videos of the asteroids that come shooting in through the
that's
atmosphere.
That's what you're worried about, is an asteroid hitting it and then it cracks.
No, I'm just worried that it's going to, you know, gravity's going to do its thing. Going to do its thing that Isaac Newton figured out forever ago how gravity works. Like, gravity's just going to, like, do its thing.
Yeah.
And hydrogen is going to be like, oh, you know what? Not enough.
Yeah.
Plummet to the Earth.
Yep. It's helium, but.
Okay, well, you know, what did I say? Hydrogen?
It's okay. Yeah, hydrogen would be a whole different. That's a whole. They've had problems with that in the past.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They've had problems with that in the past.
So you really don't want to be on my space balloon?
No, you don't know, but like you don't want to be on Jade's space balloon ride.
With hydrogen.
With the hydrogen that she suggested. That it would be a bad scene. But yeah, I think I would do it if I had the money. But like, again, I would hope that the no asteroids would hit me. I would double make sure. I'd be like, listen, this for sure is not hydrogen, right?
And then I come out from behind the curtain like the Wizard of Oz.
Jade invented this.
Hey.
Jade invented it.
You have the wrong elements.
That means it's hydrogen.
I use calcium.
Oh, calcium doesn't even There's no what?
Calcium and magnesium. Those are the elements that I chose to make this thing float.
This thing is not going to float at all.
I'm just like listing off elements on the periodic table.
She just named things she saw on the periodic table. That's all that happened here. Don't you guys realize it?
Sometimes we use mercury. Mercury to get
mercury you poisoning. We're going to get mercury poisoned. You enlisted Jade, who has no chemical background whatsoever. She has no background in chemicals.
Yeah, you don't want to ride my space balloon.
Yeah, so you were talking about you're probably going to have to clean out your fridge now.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to do that kind of thing.
Well, I have $1,000 worth of bad eggs in there.
Yeah, $1,000 worth of bad eggs. That's what I've been called.
That's the manifesto of 2023.
That's my nickname. If I were a wrestler, that's what they say. They'd be like, he's $1,000 worth of bad eggs.
He's a bad apple.
Yeah. Well, AI experts suggest 39% of the time currently spent on chores could be automated within the next decade. So they're going to reduce things like, shopping, grocery shopping. That's going to become completely automatable, which is awesome. I think that would be awesome.
What does that mean, though? Because isn't that kind of...
you're cleaning at your house.
Yeah, that's like... It's we're already almost there, right? Yeah. Like I have a Roomba.
Yeah. Does it work good?
Oh my God, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get one.
I need to get one.
This is Jade for Roomba.
Yeah, I know. I need to get one of those.
Yeah, things. They're like the greatest thing ever. Especially because the cat.
Yeah.
Like when you have animals, like anybody who I know who has an animal, like
it's crazy the amount of fur they lose, right?
Oh my God, so much fur. I'm like, how do you have so much fur?
Yeah, like there's so much fur everywhere when I vacuum. I'm like, what in the hell has happened here?
Yeah, well,
and
so...
I vacuum once a year.
Listen, get a little robot vacuum and bad dad a couple times a week. You'll be shocked to see how much it picks up, because every time I empty it, I'm like, holy hell, how is there so much? Like, I just ran this 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Like, how is there so much fur in this? But it gets in them nooks and crannies, and it's like, ooh, did miss this nook and cranny last time. We'll get it this time.
I need to get one of those robots. I've heard mixed reviews on them, so like I'm not completely sold on it. But now that you say it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah,
I do have a problem with vacuuming. I have a problem with all these chores. That's why I'm like hoping AI gets there. But AI will get all my chores that I need to get done, and then it will destroy us.
Oh, it's going to destroy us for sure. But I have a question, like the grocery shopping. I mean that kind of exists already with like Instacart. And like,
But it'll be much cheaper because you won't have to pay a human being to do it.
So it's just, but how am I getting the groceries from the store into my fridge?
Probably a robot car.
I don't know.
Does it run on hydrogen? Yeah, it runs on hydrogen. they didn't tell you? They're skipping electric cars altogether. They're just going right to hydrogen. We're back to hydrogen again. I don't know why Jade's obsessed with hydrogen.
Well, I confuse it with helium.
Hydrogen will take us up to space with the calcium and the magnesium. You say it so professionally. It's scary to know that you could be a fake chemist.
Yeah, well, like we talked on the show last week, all the fake doctors that were around for 20 years.
You could be a fake doctor.
I don't know if I could.
Fake doctor of hydrogen.
I'd be saying a lot of words, and like there's got to be somebody like you who's gonna like question me. Like, did she say her balloon was gonna take us up with? She said helium. No, she said hydrogen.
I'd still back you up, though. I'd be like, well, that's Jade. So if she says it's hydrogen, that means that'll get us to space, all right? Yeah, so I'm hoping by the time I just start doing chores, they will have replaced it.
What's your least favorite chore?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think that easily it's got to be dishes.
I don't mind doing dishes.
I hate dishes so much.
I hate doing it, but I've learned over the last...
Any sort of cleaning, like cleaning my house, I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
I don't mind it. Sometimes I get in the mood because it makes you feel like when you... I'm the kind of person that like, I feel so much better. It's like very like self-fulfilling to clean. Like I feel so much better knowing that my house is clean and everything is put away and the bathroom is clean and the kitchen is clean.
When there was a time in my life where ladies would come over, I would clean the house before ladies came over.
You should do it for yourself. I think we've talked about that before.
But yeah, I need to do
because it is very self-fulfilling and it's great. I think that my least favorite, like, I hate cleaning the bathroom tub, the shower tub.
Yeah.
oh God, I hate it so much because it's like the most, you have to be in like the most awkward position.
Yeah, that hurts.
It hurts. Oh my God, it hurts.
Cleaning the shower and the bathtub.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I would always, the cleanest my house would be before like a lady came over. And then I'd be like, this is just how I live all the time. It's always like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I'm telling you, get one of those robot vacuums. I mean, we're already on our way. I guess, like, folding laundry, that would be cool, I guess, to have, like, a robot do that.
Yeah.
But.
See, that's another thing I've never done.
But, like, we're going to just be, like, living in our house with, like, little Jetsons robots.
I hope so.
Like, zip-zapping around.
I hope
like,
so. That's what like, I need.
But then what am I going to do with all
that's
my time?
That's the only way, Jade, that I will ever have folded clothes.
I have a chore. I just thought of this, whoa, that I would like my yard work.
Oh, yeah.
Like that I would do. So
they do have like automated lawnmowers and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, you should look into that if you're a fan of the Roomba. I know that they've like one guy at least invented one.
Interesting.
I mean, you got to hope to God it doesn't go off the rails and just like.
Right, because that could be very, that's a little bit different than a vacuum.
Get bad.
Yeah, that's got sharp blades on it. Yeah. Well, so because of this ice storm, I've got this huge pine tree in my backyard. It's massive. And it's the sap tree. That's what I call it. Like it has so much freaking sap in it. A few years ago, a big branch, we had an ice storm and a big branch snapped off of it. And I didn't like realize, like, cause I didn't think about it. Right. This was like 6 or 7 years ago. So I go back there and I'm cleaning it up and I'm picking up this massive branch, figuring out what I'm going to do with it. And the next thing you know, I'm like, everything is sticky.
Yeah.
And like, there's leaves like stuck to my hands and stuck to my pants. And I'm like, what in the hell is happening? Like what? And then I realized that this tree is oozing sap. So now we've just had this other ice storm and the sap tree has lost like 10 branches, like so many more branches than the last time.
Yeah.
And so now I got to go clean up sap mess. Like that's going to be a sticky disaster.
That sucks. And you can't make syrup out of that.
I don't. That's not the right sap.
The right sap.
No, that would be like pine syrup.
Yeah.
They probably make pine sol out of it.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. But you want a maple tree to make maple syrup. Yeah, my dad.
Holy smokes. Yeah, you have, you have that whole
got
story.
The knowledge.
Yeah, Jade has a very cool story of where she had ran into her parents during a maple syrup making time.
That was a time. We'll save that story for another.
Yeah, we'll save that for the next episode.
Another episode.
The Jade and Andy Show. This is the Jade and Andy Show, by the way. Thank you so much for listening to it.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. We've been getting some numbers. We've been getting some peeps.
Yeah, yeah. We keep getting more and more listeners. So thank you guys so much for listening to it. Wherever you find us, WRIF.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any of that. We do it every single Friday. So, yeah, we're going to keep it going. But, yeah, big thanks to everybody. I've had messages on social media. I've had all kinds of nice things people have been saying about the show. We got even more 5-star reviews on the old Spotify.
Thank you to those who have 5-star reviewed us.
Yeah, very cool.
You clearly don't know us that well.
Yeah, exactly. We do not deserve 5 stars. We do not, but still keep doing it.
But please, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and I guess for everyone, too, who's living life like me, powerless. Yeah. At the moment, I keep saying it on the air all week. I've been like, "We're in this together."
Yeah,
we're in this together, everybody. I'm with you. I'm one of you. So we'll get through this. Stay warm. Keep your pets' tootsies warm.
Yeah, you have to, Miss Carl.
Oh, her tootsies.
Poor little Miss Carl's tootsies.
They're so cold. So, anyways, thank you guys for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Jade and Andy Show.
Boy, was that ever weird.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.